Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ocean Lovers Podcast. I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Katie.
And today we have a special announcement.
Finally,
I
we
know.
have been talking for months about our revamped Patreon page, and we told you a few
Yes.
episodes back that we have a big tier and a big announcement. And now that it is finally the end of the month, we are going to let you guys in on the knowledge. We're going
I
to be
feel like I
doing,
need to put like sound effects,
we need a
like a
drum
drum roll. Maybe I'll try to put that
We are going to be doing a
in
collaborative book club with you guys. So,
Woohoo!
whoever joins the highest tier of our Patreon page, we're going to be doing a book club. So,
Yes.
the different books will be explained as they come. But for the first book, Kirsty's gonna let you guys know what it is.
Yes, we are so excited. Like Katie said, we've been talking about this for months. We haven't been able to tell anyone. The only person we told really was Bella that was on our on the
Bella.
podcast last week. And we're like, we have to tell someone. But yeah, we're really excited. So the first book is going to be a very special book. We wanted to kick off the book club with this book. You guys may have heard of him. He has been on the podcast. His name is Tom Mustel. He was on, I don't know which episode at the moment, but he was on one of our earlier episodes where he talks about how he was in Monterey Bay kayaking with one of his friends and a humpback whale breached onto their kayak. So it was like
Splash noise.
it was
We need sound
crazy.
effects.
I know, right? And there is a documentary about it as well, and we talk more about that in the episode. So I will hopefully, maybe during this, at some point, I'll look up to see what episode that is. But we go more into it, and it is a video episode on our Patreon page as well that is still on there. But as well as the documentary he released after that happened, he released a book not too long ago, and it's called How to Speak Whale. And if you guys can see it, I think there we
For the
go.
video, for the video
For
viewers.
the video viewers, you can see the book. Super cute.
I love the cover so
I love
much.
it. And so far from what I've read, it really does grab you in from the introduction, not even the first chapter. Like I was already intrigued,
The
taking
preface.
notes. Yes, it was really, really cool to from the very beginning. So we are really excited, and we already spoke to Tom, and he is going to come back on the podcast for a special episode as well after we finish the book. So after we finish our episodes, and how the book club is going to work is we're going to be offering video episodes on that, and you guys are going to get your own special welcome gift as well. So we're going to be putting some video episodes up so you can not only, well, you would pretty much go on there and watch it, or just, listen to it if you want, but you're going to have those to where we're going to cover a couple chapters here and there. And depending on how long the chapters are, that'll kind of base off of what chapters we'll be talking about in those videos. I think we're averaging like two chapters per video or so, but we'll see. These chapters are
Depends on
pretty
how long
long,
each one. Yeah.
and these ones are pretty long. So we'll kind of
And it'll change per book too.
yes, some books might be a lot smaller. So but yeah, you guys will get video episodes to watch or listen. And it'll only be the book club members that will be able to listen to our episodes on obviously these books. And yeah, we're really excited, and we're excited to have Tom back to chat with him about the book just a little bit, kind of a sneak peek of the book. So if you guys do want to order it, I believe it's on Amazon. You can kind of get it now and then sign up for the book club, and we should have our first episode up in February.
It's gonna be so much
So
fun.
I know I'm so excited. And I, you know what? This kind of gives me more of a reason to like sit down and read more, because I always say I'm going to, and I don't. Like by the end of the day, I'm like in bed on my phone. So this just kind of gives me more of a reason to like focus on reading and sitting down and getting that done. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited
Me too.
for us to do it, chat about it, and chat with you guys about it.
I've always wanted to be part of a book club.
Me too. Me too. I've always thought about it. Yeah. Awesome. I'm so
Cool.
excited.
So for today's
Yay.
episode,
Yes.
we're gonna be doing Mysteries of the Deep. Whoa, see, this is where we really need sound effects. Ooh.
Yeah, so in this episode, I'm gonna be talking we each have our own little articles and interesting things to kind of bring up. And this is, again, this is not like a deep dive. So if you guys do want us to go in deeper into any of these topics, definitely let
Get
us
it?
know. What?
Deeper.
Deeper? What?
Deep sea. Deep ocean. Dive deep. Whoa. But I'll be the sound effect guy.
We definitely need sound effects in this episode. So yeah, we have our own articles, our own things to talk about. It's just kind of an overview. There's so many things out there that we obviously can't
insane.
Cover, like not even close in this episode.
No.
So if you guys do end up liking this, Mysteries of the Deep, maybe we can turn that into something almost like our deep dives.
Yeah.
And turn that into like where we find some new things to talk about. And I mean, they're always discovering stuff, so it's not like the topics are endless, just like our deep
right.
dive. So yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit about like the rovers and technology and animals and things like that. So do you want to kick it off?
I was actually going to say, do you want to start with your ROV?
Oh, sure. Okay,
Yeah.
I took my notes, but I'm going to get the article up just in case. All right. So this is from NOAA. And for everything that we mentioned here, we will leave the links. I'm going to leave them on our Facebook page, on our Patreon page. And obviously, we can't leave the links on Instagram, but you guys can visit our Patreon and our Facebook through the link in our bio on Instagram. So you can still kind of see them that way. So let me get my notes up. In this article from NOAA, it's basically about their this rover or ROV that went down and did some deep sea sampling. But this in this article, so it talks a little bit about advances and how they advanced their technology with what they had before. So I thought it'd be really cool to kind of kick it off with talking about the ROVs. So this one is called, they called it the deep sea sampling with soft robotics. So NOAA, I guess, supported these scientists and engineers at the Ocean Engineering Department of University of Rhode Island in 2021. So as we all know, when ROVs go down, their main, not the main goal, but a big thing that they do is to take samples. So I guess something that NOAA supported was to create this technology to make it to where they're creating this machine to where it's softer when it picks up these samples. So let me go to where it says it. So it's supposed to be a soft grabbing mechanism. So they're not harming or damaging the delicate items on the sea floor. Another interesting, and it's funny, it almost like the, what is it called? I can't even think of it. So it's not the finished product, but it's like the, I'm
what?
So it's like when they, oh, prototype. So like, so oh, there's pictures in the article.
Like, where are you going with this?
No. So in the article, there's like the prototype. It's not like the finished,
okay,
products that they would be using. And it's so funny to see, cause they're, it's like this big machine. And then it has like almost like earmuffs, and then, so it's pretty chunky, but that's just kind of like what they're kind of going after, is something really soft and cushiony like that to be able to grab things. And they test it. I think there's a photo of them like testing it on, let me look, on a wine glass. Yeah.
Oh,
so they
that's
have
cool.
Like this wine. So it's almost like these sponges, and they have like a wine glass or this piece of glass underwater, and they are grabbing it with that to see like how it would work. So it's really interesting. And another cool thing that I learned from this is that with this technology, it uses, or with this mechanism, it uses actually less power. And so it actually produces less noise, acoustic noise.
Oh, wow.
So
That's
it'll
great.
Be less harmful for marine animals in the water.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so I guess that their conventional hydraulic systems in the previous ones use a lot more power. It's a lot more noisier. So they're making it to where this one, along with being more delicate to pick up delicate things and not damage them, it's going to be quieter. So that's always a good thing. So I thought that was really cool. And
That is really
the
cool.
pictures are just, I'll send it. I think I already sent
Yeah.
you the link, but I'll send it to you. Do you have it
I want to
up?
look. I don't have your links up now.
Okay, I'll send it to you right now. It's kind of funny to look at, but I mean, they got to start somewhere.
For
So it
sure.
almost looks like these airbags. So there's like one picture, they have A, B, C. So one picture, it almost looks like these airbags. The B picture looks like it has sponges, but like a big, like almost like that car sponge, you know, where you like wash the car with that big yellow, like
Oh my
type
gosh,
sponge.
this looks really silly.
Right. And then C, it almost looks like what they're using in A, but a little different. I don't know what's different about it, but
Looks like children's toys.
it does. It really does.
That's
And
really cool.
I guess they used a lot of, I don't know if I have this in my notes, but I remember reading that they used a lot of like 3D printing. Oh no, I do have it in there. So they use a lot of 3D printing to make a lot of these parts for this. And in case you're wondering, this article was published on October 31st, 2022, so very recent. And I'll provide the pictures and links so you guys can see it. But yeah, I thought that was really cool.
I like that a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Improvements, advancements, very
Right?
nice.
I know.
All right.
Who do you got?
I don't know what to start with. I will go with an article that I found from November of 22, so just a few
Okay.
months ago. And five new species of black coral near the Great Barrier Reef were found in the deep.
Ooh.
So I think that's really cool. I love when they find new species of literally
Yeah, I'm
anything.
gonna click on your link right now.
Yeah. So this was what expedition? I don't think it was an expedition. I think just a few scientists went down. I don't think it was with NOAA or anything, but
Okay.
they had a remote control submarine. They went 2,500 feet below the surface, so below the Great Barrier Reef. And they found like I said, the black coral, which are like branched and they're really like feather-like. So I don't know if you'll provide any pictures for patrons or anything, but if not, you can look up pictures
Okay.
yourself.
Oh,
But they're like really weird looking. They look like feathers.
wow.
But yeah, so just like other coral species, they kind of just create habitats for fish and inverts, just like wherever they are. They're filter feeders and they eat zooplankton, which are abundant in the deep water. And so they had 31 different dives and they collected 60 black coral specimens,
Oh, wow.
which they removed with a robotic claw, which I thought was interesting because it just made
Yeah.
me think of claw machines. Like, I'm
And
just kidding. Well, I'll take this coral and this coral.
it's cool, the machine. It's almost like
Yeah.
it's just a little claw, but it's like it almost has like
Like pinchers.
the little pinchers, but it like has a little cushion in it. You know, it does
Yeah.
remind me of like when you go to the dentist and you have
Oh
to get those
yeah.
cushions in the back of your
Yep.
teeth. That's what that
Yep.
looks like. That's funny.
So yeah, so the claw would remove them and they placed the specimens into a pressurized temperature controlled box. And that's so that they could bring it to the surface and observe it and sequence DNA, et cetera, et cetera.
Really cool.
But there's only 300 known species of black coral in the entire world. So it's very interesting that they're finding new ones.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's all I
It's
have about
not
that.
black.
No, it's not.
Was expecting it to be like this reddish black color. It's white.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
They're
And
really pretty, though.
it says that they're threatened too. That's illegal harvesting for jewelry. Huh.
Yeah, I read that too. I forgot to mention that.
Interesting. I'm curious on how they would use that for jewelry now.
I don't know, but it's
I'll have to
beautiful,
look it up.
so
It
they look
is.
so cool.
It does. It looks almost like the boho feather type things.
Yeah, like big, like actual feathers, which is
Yeah.
crazy. So
Yeah,
crazy.
it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh,
So
cool. Well,
that was my coral one.
yeah. And that's recent, so that's pretty cool that they're still
Yeah, that's what I
finding,
thought was really
especially in
cool.
the Great Barrier Reef. And that's good to know because with how much damage has happened in the Great Barrier Reef, it's
Yeah.
good to know that there's newer species that they're finding of
Yeah.
just
It's
even corals.
definitely really deep, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said before, I think it's really interesting when they're finding new species down there 'cause it just shows like how long have we been on the planet and how much do we not know?
Yes. Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's like my bucket list to find a species someday and be able to name
Really?
it. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. I don't
I
know what
know.
I would name. Like, my dog's named Copper, so I'm not very like creative when it comes to names. I
I
don't
know. I'm
know.
pretty bad with that too. I've thought about it. I'm like, what would I even name it? I don't even know. It's like when you what are those websites where you can like name a star? I'm like, I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
know
Or
what
like a
name it.
highway. I don't know
Yeah.
if California has that, but
Yep.
we can
Or
like
a
name
road.
highways. Yeah.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. I already asked a question. I'm like, who would buy a road? Why do you what who buys roads?
Just like to show dominance, I
Nice. Okay.
my New Yorkers know that the Tappan Zee is no longer the Tappan Zee. It is Cuomo's bridge. Anyway.
I would just name it my name. Like, that's the only way to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Okay.
The Kirstie Highway. Anyway, back to
Yeah,
the deep ocean.
back to the deep ocean. All right, let's see the next one. So the next one I talk about Mumbari a lot. So the next one I have, actually the next two technically, these are about species that Mumbari has found on their expeditions, and there's quite a bit. So obviously I will let you guys have the link to this. Let me see. Yeah, so these are a bunch of ones that they have found on expeditions. There's the vampire squid. There's a super, let me see. They're super cool looking, by the way. You guys should definitely look up the vampire squids. There are sea pigs, whale fish, which
Sea
I think,
pigs are in Animal Crossings.
oh my gosh, they are. They are. Oh my God, that's so funny. I forgot about that. Sea pigs, whale fish, which I believe the whale fish are the ones that feed off of the whale carcasses during whale falls. So
Yummy.
that would probably be a good episode in the future. There is a Pacific. Oh gosh. Okay, it didn't get it right, so I'll have to look that one up in a minute. There's giant tube worms, which I'm gonna talk more about. Flapjacks. Flapjacks. Okay, let me just clarify. When I took these notes, I did it through my microphone. I did not type these out. So
Might not be
I
flapjacks.
think some of these,
Just spewing misinformation.
I
Hey,
think
have you
it,
ever heard of the deep sea
oh
flapjack?
wait,
I mean,
no. I did have
it
it
might
right. A
be.
flapjack octopus.
Okay, so an
Okay.
octopus.
Yeah, it just put the, it for some reason added a comma in between it. And so, yeah. So there's, I'm just gonna look on the actual website because clearly my notes did not take everything I said. There's the giant tube worms. What?
I think we should definitely, I mean, if everyone is interested, I would love to do some more deep dives on like actual deep creatures.
No, that'd be cool.
Because they're so unknown,
They
it'd be
really
cool.
are. Yeah. There's a dragonfish, a fang tooth, giant sea spiders, harp sponges, which that the harp sponge and the giant tube worm is actually what I have notes on today. But there's so many. Rat tail fish. Oh,
I
I
did a
mentioned.
project on that.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Ooh, we could do a deep dive on that one then. I talked about the whale fish, strawberry squid, and yeah, so much more. So there's more on here, but not going to go into them. But one of them that I took notes on was the harp sponge. So this sponge they have found in 10,562 feet to 11,458 feet down. These sponges are filter feeders. They eat small plankton and bacteria that just kind of float around them in the water, and they actually pump this into their bodies. And I guess in 2012, scientists on a research voyage off of the coast of Northern California, they came across these sponges, and they saw that they actually use these long hooks, which you can see in the picture on the website, that I'll provide for everyone, that it actually catches larger prey. So it's not just a filter feeder, and which they did not know this before this voyage that they went on. So I thought that was really interesting. They can get to 30 to 40 centimeters tall and about 24 inches wide. They kind of just look like a big fan almost. Like, well, I
Like a
guess kind of
handheld fan?
like, no, I mean, I guess if you kind of pictured a harp, I mean, it's called a harp sponge, so I can see why they would call it that. It's pretty interesting. I'll send you the link in a minute. But they still don't know too much about these sponges because they are deeper. And I'm sure there's a lot more that we can still find out from them, along with a lot of these deep sea critters that we will probably talk about in the future, and even the next one I'm going to bring up. There's so much more that we need to learn about these guys. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for the harp sponge. I mean, we could definitely go more in depth with these in like deep dives and stuff. This is just kind of the overview for
This
you
is just
guys.
brushing the surface
Yeah,
for
like
like
things that
things
they
that we can talk
find on,
about.
yeah, things they find on these expeditions. And I think what's really interesting about these harp sponges is that most people think, sponges, they're filter feeders. But, because of this voyage in, what year did I say? Oh, let me look at my notes again. I want to say it was, oh, I'm on the wrong one. 2012.
A
Almost
decade.
12 years ago, 11 years ago. That's when they discover that they actually eat larger prey, which I thought that was probably the most interesting thing on there. But yeah, so they're actually really pretty looking too. I don't know if you got the link of them. And then there is a video. If you go on the Mumbari website, again, we'll provide the
Whoa,
links.
they do
There's,
look like a harp.
yeah, it's really pretty. And they almost have like these like bulbs at the end of their like
Yeah.
tentacle like things.
That's
And yeah,
weird.
right? So they're really pretty looking. Definitely watch the video. There's a video of Mumbari going down and taking a little video on it. So definitely watch that. But yeah.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
My next
What do you
thing is
got?
about the big fin squid.
Big fin squid.
So back in, I believe it was October of 2021, the Windows to the Deep dive, on their 10th dive in the Gulf of Mexico, they had another spotting of the big fin squid, and there's roughly about like a dozen sightings of what's it called? Of just
Big fins.
sightings worldwide. Like
Big.
only about 12 people have seen this.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess not people, sightings, multiple people probably. I'm
Oh.
rambling. Anyway.
Is it,
so
does
they
it, is it the one that kind of looks like a spider? Is it?
yeah, so they
Oh
have
my
like
gosh.
really long
It literally looks like
arms
a
and
viewing.
tentacles.
Oh
It
my
does.
gosh. It's
So
crazy.
it can live deeper than any other known squid. So
Oh,
this
wow.
dive, they found it at about 2,300 meters, which is a mile and a half down. Their depth record is 4,700 meters, so 3 miles.
Oh, wow.
So they have eight arms and two tentacles, and they have elbow-like bends, and they don't like. Scientists don't really know how they use their arms and tentacles at this moment, other than they have microscopic suckers on them. So, like, they can kind of just float on by, and anything that hits their arms and tentacles, they can just eat.
Oh, wow.
Or if they like drag it along, any kind of sediment, they can just eat that.
That's so
So, I
crazy.
thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So they are really long, like you said, they're quite spidery.
I'm watching a
They
video on it.
the largest known one that they found was about 21 feet long, but out of that 21 feet, 20 feet of that is their arms and tentacles. So that's 20 times the length of their body, which
What?
I think is insane.
Yeah, it yeah. Oh my gosh. It is so creepy because it like the top part looks like the squid, and then it's almost it looks like the eyes are like on the bottom. Like it almost looks like it's upside down, and then it has like these super long tentacles. But they don't just like go long like a jellyfish. It like kind of goes out
They
and then down.
extend and they
Oh
bend.
my gosh. That's so creepy.
And right now there's only three different species of the big fin squid that
Oh,
are
wow.
found or known.
Wow, that's cool.
I like that one a lot. I like
Yeah.
all the kinds of squid. Like, I think it's so interesting. Like, vampire squid kind of freaked me out a little bit, but I
Really?
think they're so cool. I think squid are awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right, cool. The next one, I'll just put my notes up here. Actually, let me get the link really quick. The next animal that I'm going to talk about, well, I guess marine organism, is the giant tube worms. And I would love to do like deep dives on like these type of tube worms or this specifically. Let me see if I can get the link up really quick. But I find the whole hydrothermal, like how these animals live in that environment, so fascinating. Let me get, I have the link up, but oh, there we go. And these ones look funky. I'm gonna send you the link right now of the
Oh gosh.
actual, the direct link. They look funky. There we go. Okay, so the giant tube worms. So they, again, they're, to me, they were, I found them very fascinating. They're found at about 6,200 to 11,800 feet. These are located in the East Pacific Rise and Galapagos Islands. These ones
Ew.
are, right? I
Gross.
know. They're interesting. It almost like to me, if you look at it, just glance at it, it just kind of looks like the imitation crab.
Oh my gosh,
Like the
yeah.
colors of it, you know? Let's see. So they're really, I think they're really fascinating because they are able to survive near these hydrothermal vents. And what's cool about these tube worms is that they actually have gills, which I had no idea that this was a thing. They don't look like gills. So when you look at the picture of them, they have those red feather-like things at the top. That can actually be very vulnerable to predators. So they can actually tuck those in when they sense predators. So did not know that those were even
So
considered gills.
it's like an anemone. That's
Yeah,
cool.
kind of. Let me see. Oh, something else about these tube worms is that they don't actually eat. I guess instead they have bacteria that lives inside of their gut
Huh.
and their gut system. And from there it transforms sulfur and that gives them energy. So I
That's
was like
awesome.
mind blown when I read that. And also these tube worms, like I said, they live near these hydrothermal vents. So for whatever reason, in these hot water flows, if they eventually like die off or there's no longer in like let's say the specific area, I guess, or these hot springs, they also say hot springs, they will, hot springs in these vents will randomly, they'll kind of pop up into different spots. So if one spot that it's no longer and then it pops up, let's say a mile away, they actually somehow make their way into these, like these colonies will make their way to these new vents and they actually don't even know how they do it yet. So there's nothing showing, and this is from the Mumbari website. So there's nothing, there's, I don't think they have anything yet showing how they move into, how these colonies move to different hot springs and different hydrothermal vents when their area, let's just say, dies off. But I thought that was really interesting that I guess their larva moves to these other hot spots, but they don't know how yet. So yeah, pretty interesting.
Very nice.
Oh yeah.
My last thing is a mystery of the deep.
Ooh, okay.
It is about mysterious holes that are being found.
Okay.
So, most recently, in the voyage to the Ridge, which was in 2022, I believe it was May to June, a few weeks in there. So, on dive four, they found some sublinear holes in the sediment. And this was about 2,500 meters down, so a mile and a half, 1.6 miles. And they were perfectly aligned and perfectly sized. So, the first thought that scientists had were that they were man-made, but then they noticed that there's piles of sediment around them. So it kind of suggested that it was an animal that kind of like excavated. But they initially could not poke or look like inside the holes with the remote vehicle. That's kind of something that like you can't really do with a robot hand kind of thing. And they also could not tell if they were connected underneath the surface. So it kind of appeared that there was like a tube or some kind of trail. I thought of it like an ant.
It does,
whole,
yeah.
ant hole thing. But yeah, so then that's they eventually so went back down, and on dive 9, they collected suction samples from the sediment and at different depths. So from 4,700 to 4,900 feet. And I guess they're just testing that now. Still don't have any results on what they find. But yeah, and then in 2004, they had something similar at a depth of 6,800 feet. They found similar holes, and this was along the northern Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And it basically just confirms that there are like a bunch of gaps that exist in our, you know, basic understanding of mid-ocean ridge ecosystems and what is down there, which I mean, yeah, we don't really know everything that's down there, but to see something so perfectly aligned and evenly spaced, it's so obscure. Everyone thinks it's like alien stuff, but you know,
no,
we'll
it does
figure
look
it out
really
eventually.
Interesting. Yeah.
They're
and it's
so
not
like
like a,
symmetrical.
Yeah. And it's not even like a perfectly like round hole. It's almost like
a triangle-ish.
Yeah. So it's almost like when you, what it reminds me of to kind of paint a picture for everyone, it almost reminds me like when you sew something and you see like the top stitch and it weaves over like that. That's what it looks like. It looks like there's like a little stitch there, gap, stitch there, gap, stitch there. That's what it looks like to me. That's so interesting.
They've actually even gone to like social media to people and have been like, hey, what do you guys think this is? Because they're stumped. They don't know.
And then it just disappears. Like, it's not long. It's just like a...
Yeah. Huh. So, I don't know. I thought that one was really weird. And I would love to know what kind of like animal or something is doing that. They mentioned briefly something like, what was it? Like I think they mentioned something about like a beaked whale feeding. And I was like, what?
What?
And then they said something about like gastropods and just like, I'm just like, I feel like there's so many animals that would do that, but it's so specific. That's what's so odd. Like,
yeah. And
they're
I feel like
so
if it
particular.
Was a whale, like they would scrape the bottom like gray whales do. They, I mean, to leave holes, that's almost like they're going like this with their teeth,
they're like
or
hopping
something,
like,
and then going like that. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's really odd. So I
weird.
Cannot wait for the day that they find the answer to that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's just weird. And I like, my biggest fear is it's going to just be something totally normal. Like, it's
just like a little
from...
worm that pops out.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm hopeful
Still
that it's
going
to be like a cool discovery. So
yeah,
I'm
going to
keep
be
my
really
eyes
cool.
open
Yeah.
For that
We'll have
one.
To like keep an eye out for that.
Keep
and
tabs.
see.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That'd be cool. It would be even cooler if we can get somebody from NOAA to
talk
oh my about
gosh,
it.
That'd be awesome.
After they like discover something. Oh my gosh. That'd be so cool. Oh, Avery's crying in the back.
I don't hear it. That helps.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, that's good. I can.
Do you have more? Or because I just, that was my last.
So the only one that I had last was, let me see. Oh, so the only one. So this one I didn't write too many notes on, but it is from Mombari still. And Mombari did a 6-day expedition, and they have a couple different logs, so I thought that was really interesting for you guys if you wanted to read it. The first one is basically them just kind of going over what they're going to be focusing on, where they're going. I believe they were going in the Monterey Bay, so yeah, they were going midwater of the Pacific between Monterey Bay and San Diego. So they were going let's see, for the 6 days, Mombari Biodiversity and Biooptics Lab, led by Steve Haddock. Why does that sound familiar? Steve Haddock. And they did this for, they were on the Western Flyer, and they did this for 6 days. So each log, I just thought it would be cool for you guys to maybe look into if this is something that like maybe you want to get into if you're going into marine biology, but you like the expeditions and these type of things. Log one, they said that they focused on the comb jellies, and they give a little bit of information about the comb jellies. They also talk a little bit about bioluminescent properties. And then they also talk about how, because comb jellies are so delicate, that they're finding ways to be able to take those samples with the ROVs and using the cameras and advanced technology and things like that. So that was in like log one. And then you can go to log two. These were all done in 2020, by the way. So these were uploaded. Let me see. The first one was January 28th of 2020. And then it was then the 30th, then February 1st. And February 2nd. So let me see, log two, I think they still kind of talked about how they were collecting samples from like five other different species of jellies. And then they, I think that the people that were on the expedition,
there you go,
had their own little like things to say. So it seems like they all kind of wrote a little something in the logs, which was really cool to read. And then the third one's the same. And this one, they actually like, let me see. Oh, this is the one where they collected samples from Monterey Bay, Hawaii, and the Gulf of California. And they found like five different, I don't know if they found, but they took like five samples from five different species and all that. So interesting to read. It has three logins or three logs to read, plus the initial log that they did talking about how they were going to do everything. But I thought it was interesting. So I'll leave the whole link that has all of the logs there. You guys can read it, see the pictures, and kind of see what they go into on their expeditions and what they found and everything like that. So yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah. So I feel like that was a good overview of kind of mysteries of the deep. We gave some
nice
good
intro.
Yeah. But if you
I'm
guys
excited
want
to dive deeper.
Yes. But yes. I was
I don't even mean to do it. I just like
I know.
Like how do you
Can't
not
help it.
Like I wanna explore. I don't know. I want to learn more and I want to talk
yes.
more about deep stuff because
I
feel
be
like not a lot of people do. And I think it's
No. Yeah. I think it'd be really interesting. So we will be doing more deep dives. We actually have a deep dive coming up that we put a poll on our Patreon page and our patrons already voted. So we have that deep dive ready to go. So we're going to be doing our research and coming up with our own stuff to for that episode. And we'll probably put up another poll soon if you guys want to head over to our Patreon page and become a subscriber and be able to vote because we love it when you guys give us feedback and vote.
And also
on those
join
links.
our book club.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited for the book club, you guys. I hope you guys can at least go to our Patreon page, check it out, and let us know what you think. And hopefully it's something that you guys are interested in and we can share our discussions about these books with you guys. So we're not going to be like reading the chapters, but we're going to be reading them on our own. And then Katie and I are going to be making these video episodes for you to listen/watch. And you can kind of be there along with us as we discuss those chapters and everything. So yeah, we're really excited. So let us know. We're kind of hoping too that we might be able to do like a Q&A episode in the future. So keep an eye out on our Instagram stories in case we post something like that soon. And again, we love your guys' feedback. So if you guys have video suggestions or, you know, episode suggestions, topics, send them our way. If you guys ever have questions, send them our way. We can kind of take all those questions and put them into one video. And hopefully that'll be a good way to answer them all. But yeah, we're excited.
Woohoo!
All right, so we will stay tuned for all that new upcoming stuff, and we will see you guys in our next week's video.
Bye!
Bye!